Wisconsin is forging ahead with its April 7th primary, despite the coronavirus pandemic and calls from some state leaders to postpone. It's a critical state for both Republicans and Democrats in the 2020 presidential race. And as Mayan Silver from member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports, while in-person campaigning is off the table, both parties are figuring out how to get out the vote without getting together in person.
At early voting at Racine City Hall last weekend, voters had their temperature checked by a firefighter in a surgical mask before they could enter the building. Voter Carol Rawlinski brought her own pen to fill out the ballot.
Oh, you got your own pen. Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm not upset with you for having your own pen.
No.
Sign here.
Yes, ma'am.
A squeeze of hand sanitizer, and Rawlinski was on her way. She says while these are unusual times, some things about politics haven't changed.
Well, I do get a lot of messages from both parties. It goes to our answering machine.
COVID-19 has meant an end to door-to-door canvassing and events like these.
As my mother would say, God love you all.
Thank you.
Hello, Milwaukee. Hello.
Instead, campaigning has gone totally virtual. Trump's re-election campaign is using an app so volunteers can call potential voters from home. Callers have a script about how President Trump has handled the coronavirus outbreak. If they don't get an answer, the app leaves a pre-recorded message from Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, with CDC guidelines to stay healthy. Still, it's not ideal, says Mark Jefferson, who heads the Wisconsin GOP.
We still recognize that when people are able to talk at the doors and have face-to-face conversations, it is still the most effective way to dial down the animosity that people have towards this president when they watch cable news or something like that.
But all of this online activity helps keep volunteers and voters from feeling isolated, says Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democrats.
Democracy is a group activity most of the time. So the fact that we're all shut up in our own homes is very different. And what that has meant is the kind of the release on the pressure valve has been people going online and talking to people on the phone, sending text messages, reaching out through social media.
While there is limited in-person voting, many people are afraid to go to the polls. There's been a record number of absentee ballot requests. That's forcing Republicans to shift their get-out-the-vote tactics, says Bill McCashin, a GOP strategist.
This is an area where Democrats have traditionally done better than Republicans, the early voting and the absentee ballots. Not to say Republicans have been terrible at it, but Democrats have been better.
While Republicans have traditionally worried about fraud and mail-in ballots not being counted, McCashin says this crisis is changing people's minds.
I mean, people are were less confident their vote would count if they didn't actually hand it in them, put it in the machine themselves. Well, now they're more worried about catching a virus if they go to the polling place, so getting them to return their ballot should be a lot easier this time around.
It's not clear whether one side will benefit from moving towards more mail-in ballots. Ultimately, the parties still have to motivate people to vote, says Paul Maslin, a Democratic strategist. He notes, that's actually something the Republicans did better in 2016.
So I think this is a jump ball to use. It's probably bad to use a basketball reference since our poor Bucks can't even play a game.
At least for now, both sides have to execute their plays virtually. For NPR News, I'm Mayan Silver in Milwaukee.